station. I believe Colonel Tonam Luli joins us in conversation. Colonel, good evening. Thank you so much for making time. What is the reason why, there is no, supposed no satellite office in the Moloto village?
Good evening to you as well as to the listeners of Rise FM. There was a satellite police station because the area falls under Kwamhlanga policing precinct some years back. I think it was in 2002 where there was an incident where when the members were posted there on that police station, there was an attack, and we also got reports that some of the members were fatally shot. There was also a robbery of firearms, some sustained some injuries. So due to precautionary measures in terms of their safety, the safety of the members should come first. Then it was decided that no, it was not safe for members to have that satellite at that time. However, it's not all doom and gloom. Members of the public can also make representations. In our government, where the parliament goes to the people, so that it can be reconsidered, because indeed it's a call for concern. Our aim is to service our people, and we give them an excellent service. Maybe to mitigate that currently, we've got the sector policing, where the vans that are used, they must be a van that assists members of the public within a particular sector. So I was also informed that they try, even also, like, for instance, people will have a challenge maybe in terms of certifying and other administrative things. So in that vehicle, they try to ensure it's a concern for us as well if we cannot give that service that is needed by our people effectively, because due to that. So, but I believe that in the action that can be taken by members of the public in that, to show members of parliament during the reach out that is done by our parliamentary, then something can be done, because a police station or a satellite is not just only a structure. There should be other logistics, including human resource.
Sure. Colonel, and I appreciate your response, but what doesn't sit well with me is that from the previous speaker whom I've had on the show, he says this issue was raised in the 4th, 5th, 6th. We are now on the 7th administration, meaning we have about a good 20 years of this issue being raised. And you rightfully confer that this issue dates back as far as the year 2000. It's almost 22 years since this thing has not been reviewed. And people are saying we've been raising the issue every 5 years from each administration. And you say to them, they must do the very same thing that they've been doing. Now, the issue is, doesn't the leadership of police in the province of Mpumalanga, together with the other stakeholders within the security cluster, see this as a priority without people having raised it? I mean, there are other police stations where they never really raised these issues to the legislature, but the subs executive went to those areas and assisted them. When there was a police station in Barberton that was banned, the subs helped without them raising it in the police, in the legislature. What's so different about Moloto that they have to raise it through the legislature?
Thank you very much for your question. I was also, maybe I didn't give the full also other information, because I didn't want also to give some other information that are still in the process. I was also informed, in addition to what you have just said, that the currently busy with some kind of a study, because the challenge that I think you know nationally that we are facing budget cuts from our department, as I've indicated to you that when you put a structure, there should be human resource, there should be other logistical things in terms of setting other things that give support to those members, but also considering the issue of safety for the members. But I believe that we must not lose hope, because also from our side, we really, because our purpose is to serve our people. And according to the Constitution, we need to serve them in a way, because policing in a democracy means that we must serve our people according to their needs. So it gives us a challenge, one. But I believe that our leadership will consider that in terms of what I've indicated. We hope it will work better for us, because for us, when the people are served effectively, then it gives us joy, and that is our purpose.
Really appreciate you. Colonel, thank you so much for making time to speak to us.
It's my pleasure.
Colonel Donald Mdluli is the spokesperson of SAPS in the province of Mpumalanga. I don't know, what do you make of what Colonel Donald Mdluli told us? For me, there's a layer of issues. I think SAPS are running away from quite a number of issues that they need to address. When the police station in Mashishing was closed, the police resolved that issue. When some of the police stations, not one, not two, not three, four police stations, were robbed at gunpoint, those members expressed through their unions, your SAPUs, your POP crews, that they are not safe in those areas. The executive of SAPS handled those issues. They ensured that the safety of the members comes first. There were some police stations who didn't have generators. When there's load shedding, they will just close around 5 and those members will knock off, meaning they will claim 8 hours of work, but they've not been working for 8 hours. And this is also around in the areas of Gwamhlanga. But those police personnel never went to areas such as Mloto. But it's quite unfortunate that the issues of budget cut is used to say, we can't do this because we are facing budget cuts. But you initially had a satellite office, meaning you had budget for it. But it's quite unfortunate. 22 years ago, sure, that's a long time.